Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-focused topics in your specification, factors affecting reaction rate. This is topic 2.3 in the EdExcel specification, and trust me, it's a favorite for examiners because it combines theory, practical skills, and mathematical analysis all in one package. Whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for those top grades, understanding collision theory and how to analyze rate graphs is absolutely essential. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's make this topic crystal clear. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the foundation, collision theory. Every chemical reaction happens because particles collide. But here's the crucial part that candidates often miss in exams. Not all collisions lead to a reaction. For a collision to be successful, two conditions must be met. First, the particles must collide with enough energy, specifically energy equal to or greater than the activation energy. Second, they must collide with the correct orientation. Think of it like trying to fit a key into a lock. You need both the right amount of force and the right angle. Now, let's talk about the four main factors that affect reaction rate: temperature, concentration, surface area, and catalysts. Each one works by affecting collision theory, but in slightly different ways. Temperature is probably the most important factor, and it's where students lose marks if they're not precise. When you increase temperature, two things happen. First, particles move faster, so they collide more frequently. But here's the key point for those higher marks. The dominant effect is that a greater proportion of particles now have energy equal to or greater than the activation energy. Examiners want to see both points, but especially that second one about the proportion of successful collisions increasing. Concentration and pressure work similarly. If you increase the concentration of a solution or the pressure of a gas, you're packing more particles into the same volume. This means more frequent collisions per unit time, which increases the rate. Notice I said frequency, not energy. This is a common mistake. Concentration and surface area affect how often particles collide, not how hard they collide. Surface area is beautifully practical. Imagine a large marble chip of calcium carbonate reacting with acid. Only the particles on the surface can collide with acid particles. But if you crush that marble into powder, you've exposed many more particles to the acid. More surface area means more particles available for collision at any moment, so the rate increases. In your exams, you might see this tested with marble chips, magnesium ribbon, or even catalysts in different forms. Finally, catalysts. A catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a reaction without being used up. It does this by providing an alternative reaction pathway with a lower activation energy. Lower activation energy means more particles in your reaction mixture now have enough energy to react successfully. Crucially, a catalyst does not provide energy to the reaction. It's not a fuel. It just makes it easier for particles to overcome the energy barrier. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now let's talk about how examiners test this topic and where students typically lose marks. First, command words. If a question says explain, you must link cause and effect. For example, explain why increasing temperature increases the rate of reaction needs you to say that particles gain kinetic energy, move faster, collide more frequently, and that a greater proportion of collisions now exceed the activation energy. Just saying particles move faster earns you 1 mark out of 3 or 4. Second, graph analysis. This is huge for higher tier. If you're asked to calculate the rate at a specific time, you must draw a tangent to the curve at that point and calculate its gradient. The gradient is rise over run, and don't forget units. A common error is calculating the mean rate by dividing total change by total time. That only works for the overall average rate, not the instantaneous rate at a particular moment. Third, practical questions. EdExcel loves asking you to plan investigations. For full marks, you need to identify the independent variable you're changing, the dependent variable you're measuring, and crucially, list all the control variables you're keeping constant. For example, if you're investigating the effect of temperature on reaction rate, you must control the concentration of reactants, their volumes, and the surface area of any solids. One more thing. Watch out for the inverse relationship between time taken and rate. If a reaction takes less time, the rate is faster, not slower. Some students see a shorter time and incorrectly think the rate decreased. Quickfire recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your recall with some quickfire questions. Pause after each one and answer out loud. Question 1. What two conditions must be met for a successful collision? Question 2. Which factor affects both the frequency of collisions and the proportion of successful collisions? Question 3. What does a catalyst do to the activation energy? Question 4. If you're asked to find the rate at 30 seconds on a graph, what must you draw? Question 5. Name 3 control variables for an experiment investigating the effect of concentration on reaction rate. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. Isemen. Let's wrap up. Factors affecting reaction rate is all about collision theory. Temperature is the big one because it affects both collision frequency and the proportion of successful collisions. Concentration, pressure, and surface area increase collision frequency. Catalysts lower the activation energy. In exams, be precise with your explanations. Always use tangents for instantaneous rates on graphs and list control variables in practical questions. This topic links beautifully with energetics, equilibrium, and even rates of reaction in organic chemistry at A level. So mastering it now sets you up brilliantly for future success. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, understanding why things happen is just as important as knowing that they happen. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.